Good morning. Wish everybody a shkoyach for coming. It's a very, very nice crowd. And it's a very beautiful initiative that the yeshiva has been having these past few weeks. So, Kol Lechai, we should all continue with Chayav L'Chayav. The issue that I want to address this morning could be couched in various ways. I see on the sheets over here, it says the requirement to drink the Kiddush wine. Actually, what I want to talk about is not so much the requirement to drink the wine, but rather the nature of the bracha of Bar Piyagotin itself. Whenever we make Kiddush, so we preface the Kiddush with the bracha of Bar Piyagotin. And the question is the Bar Piyagotin part of the Nusach of Kiddush? Is it part of the formula of Kiddush? Or is it just a bracha that you have to make in order to drink from the wine, since Kiddush is being said alakos, and saying Kiddush alakos requires drinking the wine? So then you have to make a Bar Piyagotin because a Jew doesn't drink wine without making the Bar Piyagotin, but it's not part of the formula of Kiddush itself. The truth is that the question is not limited to Kiddush. There's a whole class of brachas that we make alakos. Can anyone think of examples? Other brachas that we say alakos. Many, there are many such brachas. Havdalah, of course, comes right.
Bris
milah, marriage, sheva brachas is alakos. Benching is very often said alakos. Bracha asher kiddush yidid mi betin, somebody mentioned bris milah. So we have a whole bunch of brachas that we say alakos, and we always say a bari piyagofen in conjunction with those brachas. And so we could really generalize the question to all of these various brachas that are said alakos, and they're always said with the Bari Piyagotin. Is the Bari Piyagotin part of the formula of Sheva brachas? We count it as one of the seven Sheva brachas. Is that really the way it is? It's one of the Sheva brachas. It's part of the brachas of Milah. It's part of the brachas of Benching. Part of the brachas of Kiddush. Or is it really just the regular Birchas Hanen, which we have to append to the real brachas that we're making in order simply to facilitate the drinking of the kos? So we're going to begin by bringing various proofs, and what we're going to see is that there seem to be riots l'kan u'l'kan. There seem to be riots in either direction, which is going to present us with a conflict, a seeming a contradiction, which way really to understand it, and we're going to try to offer a resolution, some way to navigate between that conflict. Let's begin with a Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara in Erevin is a Gemara that mem on the base. The topic of discussion over there is whether you have to make a bracha of Shechiyonu on Yom Kippur. Every Yom Tov we make a Shechiyonu. We, of course, make a Shechiyonu on Yom Kippur as well. But in the Gemara, it's raised as a question, does Yom Kippur warrant a bracha of Shechiyonu? And the Gemara says that it does. You have to make a bracha of Shechiyonu on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says, Leima misayele Rav Nachman, the Amr Rav Nachman, Zman oimro yafilu b'shuk. This would seem to be a proof, says the Gemara, to Rav Nachman, who says that the bracha of Shechiyonu on Yom Tov, although we generally make it as part of Kiddush, Rav Nachman says it doesn't have to be made as part of Kiddush. You could say the bracha of Zman, that means the bracha of Shechiyonu, even if you're in the marketplace, middle of Yom Tov, you realize, I forgot to make Shechiyonu, you could just say Shechiyonu, you don't have to say it al hakos. Because, says the Gemara on Yom Kippur, obviously you're not going to be saying Shechiyonu al hakos, it's a fast day, and yet you make a Shechiyonu on Yom Kippur, you see that we can separate the Shechiyonu from the Kais, from the Kiddush. So the Gemara says, maybe it's not necessarily so. The Gemara wants to be Daichet. And the Gemara says, maybe really you have to say Shechiyonu always al HaKais. And on Yom Kippur, you also say the Brach of Shechiyonu al HaKais. If you're saying the Brach of Shechiyonu al HaKais, who's going to drink the Kais? Says the Gemara, you'll give it to a child. The child is not fasting. So let a child, you'll make the Shechiyonu on the cup of wine. Then when it comes time to drink the wine, you'll give it to a child. and the child will drink the kais, and that way you'll be able to say Shechiyanu ala kais even on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a good idea because it's bad educationally. The child's going to grow up thinking that even though Yom Kippur you fast, but the kais of Shechiyanu you're allowed to drink. And he'll grow up after his bar mitzvah and he'll think that that's somehow you're allowed to drink the kais of Shechiyanu on Yom Kippur, and he'll wind up drinking it even as an adult. So the Gemara says it's not shaykh. You don't give the kais to a child to drink, and therefore, since we do make the Shechiyanu on Yom Kippur, it really is a proof that you could separate the Shechiyanu from the cup of wine. And of course, we do that all the time, not only on Yom Kippur, even on a regular Yom Tov. The women, most women have the practice that they say Shechiyanu on Yom Tov, not on the kais, but rather when they light the neiros. That's because of this Gemara that says that the Shechiyanu doesn't necessarily have to be said on a kais yayin. Now the Gemara here is obviously assuming that in order to say a bracha ala kais, you have to drink, somebody has to drink from the kais. That's the subtext of the Gemara. That's the Gemara's assumption. And the Gemara is looking for a candidate who should drink the kais yayin on Yom Kippur. Can't be an adult, it must be a child. Well, that's not a good idea either. Must be you can dispense with the kais altogether. But the assumption throughout is that if already you're making the bracha ala kais, somebody has to drink from the kais. Why is that so? Why does somebody have to drink from the kais? Says Rashi. The time of the reason why is someone has to drink from the kais yayin. Mishum dignai. Somebody. You saw the Rashi. I guess some of you already saw the Rashi. Rashi says dignai who. Rashi says it would be a gnai, would be disrespectful to the bracha barer piyagofen to have the bracha barer piyagofen be said, and nobody's actually going to drink from the piyagofen. Nobody's going to drink from the wine. So what do you see in this Rashi in regard to our question? Is the barer piyagofen being said in order that you should be able to drink from the wine, or is the barer piyagofen an independent requirement, something that you have to say as part of saying a bracha ala kais? Which way does Rashi seem to indicate? It's an independent chiyuv, because Rashi says that it's a chicken and it's a cart and the horse. Which comes first, the cart and the horse? Rashi says. Rashi doesn't say. What Rashi doesn't say is that you have to drink from the wine, and therefore you make a barer piyagofen. Rashi says just the opposite. You have to make a barer piyagofen. Once you're making a barer piyagofen, it's disrespectful to just leave it hanging in the air. So therefore, somebody has to drink from the cup of wine. But it starts with the requirement to say a barer piyagofen. Why do you have to say a barer piyagofen? Obviously, Rashi held that being misader shechiyonu and a kais yayin requires a barer piyagofen, and that's how it begins. You have to say a barer piyagofen. Right now, having said the barer piyagofen, it would not be respectful to the bracha not to actually drink from the wine yourself, or at least give it to a child to drink. Somebody has to drink from the kais. So here in this Rashi we see that the barer piyagofen is not in order to drink from the wine. The barer piyagofen is independent. In order to be masader a bracha l'kais, you have to make a barer piyagofen. And on the contrary, you drink from the wine because you said the barer piyagofen, rather than the other way around. The Ritva over here in Erevin also says different than Rashi, but for our purposes it's going to amount to the same thing. The Ritva here says that you have to drink from the kais yayin because otherwise the barer piyagofen will be a bracha levatala. But that's different than Rashi. Rashi says it would be a gnai. Rashi apparently held the barer piyagofen wouldn't be levatala because you need it to be mesader the shechiyanu ala kais, but it's just disrespectful, that's why you drink from the wine. The Ritva is stronger about it. He says that if you say the barer piyagofen and you don't drink from the yayin, the barer piyagofen will be a bracha levatala. You can't have a barer piyagofen that doesn't have a drinking following. But even the Ritva doesn't say that you have to drink from the wine and therefore you have to make a barer piyagofen. He also starts in the same direction as Rashi. You have to make a barer piyagofen. That's axiomatic. You're saying Shechiyanu ala kais, there has to be a barer piyagofen. But just to leave the barer piyagofen without a drinking, that would leave it as a bracha levatala according to the Ritva. So therefore you have to go on and drink the wine. But both Rashi and the Ritva agree as far as the cart and horse issue, it's the barer piyagofen that's logically prior. You have to say a barer piyagofen. Therefore, you have to drink the wine, according to Rashi, because otherwise it's a gnai, according to the Ritva, because otherwise it's a brachal batala. But it starts with the Barat Yagatha. So here we have Tu Rishayim, Gemara itself, it's not local, but we have here Tu Rishayim, Rashi, and the Ritva who indicate to us that they understand, at least, that the Barat Yagatha is an independent requirement, it's part of how you are Masadir of Racha Alakais. The truth is, we see this lahalocha as well. The Shulchan Aruch discusses what do you do when you have a bris milah, and the bris milah also we say the bracha of kairos habris and the kais yayin with the bari piyagafin. What do you do when you have a bris milah on Yom Kippur? So who drinks from the wine? Says the was anybody actually present at a bris? I had not so long ago. Brisa and Yom Kippur. Does anybody remember who drinks from the wine when you have a Brisa and Yom Kippur?
Mother.
If the mother is there, you could give it to the mother if she's within the 3 days. But that normally that's not what you do. Who said the baby? The baby. You give it to the baby. You give it to the baby. Now, obviously, how does that make sense, Bechal? The baby is a loyal chinuch, obviously, the 8-day-old baby. Doesn't answer amen to the bracha. The baby has no shaykhus to the bracha. You can make a bracha for a child who's a gil lechimach, and that's a legitimate kind of bracha. But you can't make a bracha for an 8-day-old baby. So what kind of bayir piyagofen are you making if nobody's actually drinking from the wine? The only person drinking from the wine is a child who's lo gil lechimach, who has no real connection to the bracha. So how does that make any sense? Says the Magen Avraham, and the Bir Hagros is the same thing. That it's based on this Rashi that we just learned. Rashi tells us that you only have to drink from the wine because it's a gnai to make a bari piyagofen and not to drink from the wine. Apparently, the bari piyagofen is an independent requirement. It's part of how you misader a bracha lakos. And if you don't drink from the wine, it's not even a bracha levatola, because it's not a birchas hanenin in the ordinary sense of the word. It's a legitimate bracha, not levatola. It doesn't require any drinking. The only thing is, it doesn't pass. Say bari piyagofen and not to have somebody actually drink from the wine. So for that, the Ramah says it's enough to have the baby drink from the wine. That will take care of the gnai. So here we have this Rashi applied halacha lemaisa that the bari piyagofen is not being said in order to facilitate the drinking, but just the opposite. We start with the bari piyagofen, and then having made the bari piyagofen, we want to do something with the wine. I'm not just going to put it back in the fridge, so we give it to the baby, and that's good enough to satisfy the issue of gnai. Now I'll tell you a Yerushalmi. And this Yerushalmi is also brought down to the Halacha. It's quoted by Tosfos in Pesachim and Daf Kuf Gimel. It's quoted by the Rosh in the last parak in Pesachim in Siman Beis. And it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, Sif Yudalev, by the Dinim of Kiddush. They all bring down this Yerushalmi to the Halacha. So it's not going to help us to make the Machlokes Rishonim out of it, because this is also, just like the Rashi that we just saw, brought down the halacha in the Ramah, this Yerushalmi is also brought down the halacha. And Yerushalmi says as follows. Yerushalmi discusses a case where somebody is eating a Suda on Friday afternoon. And let's say they began the Suda early enough that it was mutter to sit down to a Suda before Shabbos. And in the course of the Suda, as was usually the case in the times of Chazal, they would open up a bottle of wine. And they had made a bari piyagofen, and they were drinking wine as part of the suda. And then somebody looks out the window, and they see that the sun is setting, and it's time to make kiddush. So the din is, we have a gemara in Pesachim as well, that kapara is mapu umekadosh, strictly speaking. You don't have to bench. You just cover up the bread, and take out a cup of wine, pour a cup of wine, and make kiddush in the middle of the suda. That's the halacha. Says the Yerushalmi that in such a case, you don't say Barak Piyagofen, because you already made Barak Piyagofen earlier on in the Suda. You already, Friday afternoon, you said Barak Piyagofen because you already gone through a few bottles of wine. Now you're coming to make Kiddush, so there's no reason to say Barak Piyagofen again. You go right, you launch right into the Bracha of Asher Kedshonim, Sosev, Sivonim, Verotzovonim, and so on. You go right into the body of Kiddush itself, and you skip the Bracha of Barak Piyagofen. That's what it says in Yerushalmi, and as I said before, that's how the Shulchan Aruch Paskins as well, halacha l'maisa. So what do you see from this Yerushalmi regarding our basic issue? Is the bari piyagofen in order to drink from the wine, or is it part of being misadar the kiddush alakais? obviously it's just to enable you to drink from the wine. It's not part of Kiddush, and where you don't need it to drink from the wine because you already made Bari Piyagofen earlier in the day, you don't have to make the Bari Piyagofen at all. So this Yerushalmi seems to be a riot in the other direction. Similarly, there is a tshuva of Rashi's. It's in Chela Gimel, Simon Reish Pe'alef of Rashi's tshuvas. It's also brought down in Machzor Vitri. And it's also brought down in Lehalokha in Magen Avraham in Simon Reish Tzadik Vav. Rashi says in the Magen Avraham Paskins that if a person is listening to Havdalah, somebody's making Havdalah and other people are listening, the people who are listening don't have to have Kavana to be Yotzi the Bracha of Bari Pri HaGofen. Since they're not drinking from the Kais anyway, they don't have to drink from the Kais. As long as the Mekadosh said Bari Pri HaGofen and said Havdalah, the people who are listening only have to have Kavana, only have to hear the Bracha of Hamavdil. They can dispense with the Bracha of Bari Pri HaGofen. Also, the same thing applies. Let's say somebody walks in late to Havdalah and they missed the Bracha of Bari Pri HaGofen, but they heard the rest of Havdalah. So also it says in Magen Avraham, based on this tshuva of Rashi, that they are yotzei. They don't need to hear the bracha Bari Pri HaGofen. So here also you see apparently the same thing, that Bari Pri HaGofen is not part of the nusuch of Havdalah itself. It's not part of the nusuch of a bracha alakos. If it was, everybody has to hear a bracha alakos. They would have to hear the Bari Pri HaGofen as well. It seems from this Rashi that the Bari Pri HaGofen is only in order to be able to drink from the kos. And the only person who has to drink from the kais is the person who's making Havdalah. Or only one person has to drink from the kais in any event. And therefore, everybody else doesn't have to hear the bracha Bari Pri HaGofen. So again, this is a raya that the Bari Pri HaGofen is not part of the Kiddush itself, not part of the Havdalah itself, not part of the formula of being Masada the bracha ala kais. It's just in order to facilitate the drinking from the kais yayin. So we have here what seems to be a sira. Which way is it? On the one hand, we have the Rashi and the Ritva and the Erevin. You say that when you say Shechiyano ala Kais, you only drink from the Kais because otherwise it would be a Gnai to the Bracha of Bari Pri HaGofen, according to Rashi, according to the Ritva, because otherwise you're going to make the Bari Pri HaGofen into a Bracha of Atala. But it starts with the Bari Pri HaGofen. There's a Chiyuv to make a Bari Pri HaGofen, therefore you have to drink from the Kais Yayin. We saw that in Halacha as well. When you have a Bris Milah on Yom Kippur, you say Bari Pri HaGofen. Obviously, it's not in order to drink from the kais. Nobody's drinking from the kais except the baby who doesn't need the bracha. You're making the Bari Pri HaGofen because that's part of the nusach. And then you have to do something with the wine, so you give a little bit of the wine to the baby. And yet, on the other hand, we saw the Yerushalmi, which the Shulchan Aruch brings, that if you made a Bari Pri HaGofen Friday afternoon, you could sit down to Kiddush and not make a Bari Pri HaGofen at all. And similarly, we saw the Rashi, which is brought Lahalocha in the Magen Avraham, that if you're listening to Havdalah, you don't even have to hear the bracha of Bari Pri HaGofen. As long as you hear the rest of the Havdalah, that's the main thing. The Bari Pri HaGofen is just so that the guy can drink from the Kais Yayin. So we have here a contradiction. I have another question. Gemara says in Pesachim that when you make Kiddush, you have to drink a Meloy Lugmov of the cheekful of the Kais. You shouldn't say for an average person a Meloy Lugmov is the majority of the Rebis. And that's the halacha, that when you make Kiddush you have to drink a Meloy Lugmov. So I'm wondering, on Yom Kippur, when you have a bris on Yom Kippur and nobody else is drinking the wine except the baby, I don't believe that they give the baby to drink a Meloy Lugmov of wine. I hope they don't. Maybe very from circles they do, but...
this cheek is smaller.
It is a small cheek, that's true. It is a small cheek. But even so, I doubt that they give him a Meloy Lugmov. So what happened to this requirement of having to drink a Meloy Lugmov? What's more, according to the Ritva, who says that the whole reason why you always have to drink from the kais is just that it shouldn't be a bracha levatala, the Ritva and Erevin that we saw at the beginning. So in order for the bracha not to be a bracha levatala, it's enough even for an adult just to drink a little bit. So why should there be a shir at all of a Meloy Lugmov? What sense does it make for there to be a shir altogether? That's the second question.
Kiddush could be a Shia requirement, but maybe for just making the bracha by Gafa may not be a requirement.
So you're saying maybe Kiddush is different. Maybe this requirement of Maloy Lugmav is special to Kiddush. That could very well be, and I think there are grounds to say that. Who is it exactly? Let's start like this. Who is it exactly who has to drink the Maloy Lugmav? Does it have to be the person who made Kiddush? Could he delegate it to somebody else? Could a few people together, corporately, drink a Maloy Lugmav? So this is an issue that's debated by the Rishonim. It's a three-way machlokes Rishonim. And all three opinions are brought down in the Shulchan Aruch as well. There's one opinion, which is the opinion of the Rosh, who says that you could delegate it to somebody else. It doesn't have to be the Mekadosh who drinks the Maloy Lugmav. Somebody else could drink the Maloy Lugmav for him. But it has to be one person. It can't be one person will drink half of the Maloy Lugmav and the other person will drink a half. It's not Mitztarev. One person is the designated, like they have nowadays, designated drinkers. One person is the designated drinker for, and they have designated drivers. So here you have a designated drinker. One person is the designated drinker, and he does the drinking, but he doesn't have to be necessarily the person who makes the Kiddush. That's how the Rosh says. The Ritva brings the sheet of Taisvis that it could even be several people together. Give each person a little bit, and together it adds up to a Maloy Lugmav, and that's also enough to satisfy the requirement of Maloy Lugmav. And then there's a third shita, which is the shita Sagaonim. The Torah brings the shita Sagaonim is that it's Dafka, the Mekadosh, and the Mekadosh alone who has to drink the Maloy Lugmav. The Halacha Shulchan Aruch brings down all three days. He says, Lechatchila, one should be Machmer like the Gaonim, that the Mekadosh drinks the Maloy Lugmav, the one who's making Kiddush. If that's not possible, then delegate it to somebody else. And if that's not possible either, then we rely on the Shita of Tosfos that you could have many different people drinking the, making up the Maloy Lugmav. This is by Kiddush. Now, the Rosh brings a raya to his Shita that you could delegate the drinking to somebody else. What's the raya? You should be able to tell me what the raya is. It's a raya from the Gemara that we spoke about this morning. Right, the Gemara said, the Gemara in Erevin, with which we began, the Gemara was talking about how would you make Shechiyonu and a Kais on Yom Kippur. And the Gemara said, well, obviously you can't drink it yourself, but maybe you could give it to a child. And then the Gemara said, no, educationally it's not sound, so the Gemara said it must be you dispense with the Kais. But the Gemara entertained that you should give the Kais to a child and he'll do the drinking for you. Says the Rosh, that obviously you could delegate the drinking to somebody else. You don't have to do it yourself. So the Rosh says the same thing is true by Kiddush. You could delegate the drinking to somebody else. You don't have to be the one to drink the Kais Yayin. But what about the Gaonim who say that you do have to drink the Kais Yayin yourself? So the Torah deals with this question. And the Torah says, obviously the Gaonim hold that Kiddush, just like you're saying, Kiddush is different. Like other brachas ala Kais, you could give the drinking over to somebody else. By Kiddush, you, the Mekadosh, have to be the one to drink the Maloy Lugmav. What's the reason for that? Why should Kiddush be different than any other bracha? So it seems that what the Gaonim are saying is that in Kiddush, and presumably Havdalah as well, because Kiddush and Havdalah are really parallel institutions, the drinking is part of the act of making Kiddush. You're not just drinking because of some other. The drinking itself is part of the Kiddush. And in fact, there's in Shulchan Aruch HaRav, he says Beferish that Zachreyu al Hayayin, we learn that Kiddush from Zohar, not from Zachreyu al Hayayin. So the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says Zachreyu al Hayayin, Kiloimar, al Shtias Hayayin, Luchvoid Hayayin. So Shulchan Aruch HaRav in Simin Kuf Tzadik. So he says explicitly this idea. That Zachrei al Yayin, Kiddush al Yayin means not just Kiddush recited over a Kais Yayin. Kiddush al Yayin means Kiddush that's recited in conjunction with drinking of Yayin, because that's part of Kavod Hayayin. Part of Kavod Shabbos is to actually drink the wine, and that's how you're Mekadosh. So in Kiddush, unlike other Brachas al Kais, it's not just that we recite Kiddush over a Kais, but the drinking itself is part and parcel of the Kiddush itself. It's part of the Kavod Hayayin that Kiddush is proclaiming. And therefore, the Gaonim hold that since Kiddush is, since the drinking is part of the Kiddush itself, so the one who's making Kiddush has to be the one to drink. Because he's the one who's making Kiddush. Just like you can't divide the Kiddush up and have one person say the first few words and somebody else will say the other words, one person is making Kiddush and being mixed with everybody. So the one who's making Kiddush is the one who has to do the drinking as well. Obviously there's room to debate that, and maybe that's why the other Rishonim say it could be divided. Maybe it's part of Kiddush, but we could divide up the different parts of Kiddush among different people. But the Gaonim apparently held that one person, it's a package deal, one person has to do the whole thing. And if one person has to do the drinking and the reciting, because that's the making Kiddush. The point is, what I want to walk away with is, the point is that you see from the Shittas HaGaonim that Kiddush HaLakos is different than other Brachas HaLakos. By other Brachas HaLakos, the main thing is to say the Bracha over the Kais. But the drinking is not part of the Bracha, it's not part of the process itself. It's not part of the sacrament, if you will. And that's why you could delegate it. You can give it to a child. Say Shechiyonu HaLakos. The drinking is not part of it. You have to drink anyway, like Rashi says, Kanai and so on, which we'll get back to. But the one who's saying the Shechiyonu doesn't have to drink, because the drinking is not part of the Shechiyonu. By Kiddush, the drinking is part of the Kiddush itself. Zachrei ol ha-yayin means al shtiyas yayin l'kavad
ha-yoy. How does he learn the Gemara in the Erev then? By Yom Kippur?
It's not Kiddush. It's man. It's not Kiddush. It's just a regular. It's a different. It's just a regular bracha
l'kais. Right. Why don't we just bring in a baby to Yom Kippur davening and have a Kiddush baby like two of this month?
Yeah. So the Pesukim say that it's only if it's time a baby from Velterayim, then it doesn't. That would be bizarre too, because we wouldn't look at the baby drinking from the wine as having anything to do with the Kiddush that we made. Because the baby's not Yotzi, and he's not a participant, and he doesn't play any role. So then you could give it to, it doesn't, it's like you put it down the sink. It wouldn't remove the gnai. Stop to say it's man on a kais, and then just to give it to a baby, wouldn't remove the gnai, because the baby's not connected to the ceremony. So the place can say that giving to the baby only works when the baby plays a role in what you're doing. So then he's connected, so giving it to him is not takes off the gnai. But to give it some to a baby who has nothing to do, give it to some other baby, let's say, that wouldn't remove the gnai, because I wouldn't look at the baby as being anything, having anything to do with the bracha that I make. So I think this also, and this is what you touched on before, I think this also explains why it is that by Kiddush there's a shear of Maloy Lugmov, you have to drink this requisite shear. But by Bris Milah, you give it to a baby, and presumably you don't give the baby a Maloy Lugmov. And there's no reason to give the baby a Maloy Lugmov. All you're trying to do is remove the gnai. To remove the gnai, it's enough the baby drinks a little bit. It's only by Kiddush, where the drinking is part of Zachrei al Shtiyah Sayayim L'Chvayt Ayoyim, the drinking is part of the Kiddush itself. So then there's a shear how much you have to drink in order to fulfill the requirement of Kavar Ayoyim. But by other brachas alakais, where the drinking is not part of the bracha at all, it's not part of the Zman, it's not part of the Bris Milah, it's just that you made a Bar Piyagopin, and now that you made a Bar Piyagopin, you have to remove the gnai of not doing anything with the bracha. So for that, who says you need a shear of Maloy Lugmov? You could give the baby even a little bit. There's no reason to require a Maloy Lugmov.
Why do you need
I'm sorry, so you started to have something here.
Yeah, what about some shuls that have a minig on Friday night to make kiddush, for the chazan to make kiddush?
Right.
Find on seaboard. So, according to the Gaonim or the Rosh, is this a minig that doesn't make sense? Or
according to the Rosh, it's fine. They give it to a child. One child. According to the Rosh, one child would have to drink a whole Maloy Lugmov. And according to the Gaonim, it doesn't make sense. We're relying on the Shita. So not like the Gaonim. Right.
Why do you need a
cheap full
according to the Rosh?
Because it's still a shear. It's just you can delegate it, but it's still
right.
A shear.
Presumably the Rosh agrees that by Kiddush it's part of the... He just tells you could divide up the Kiddush. You do part of Kiddush, I'll do part of Kiddush. But he agrees that the drinking
there's
is part
a
of Kiddush.
Because it's still Shias part of the Kiddush.
Right. There is a question here. How could the Rosh bring a riot from the Gemara at Erevin's when Kiddush is different? Well, it's debatable. But let's assume for the moment that the Rosh agrees. For our purposes, certainly I want to assume that everybody agrees that Kiddush is different. The drinking is part of the Kiddush.
So according to the Torah, it says in the Maloy Lugmov, do you have to say the bracha necessarily? In other words, if you start the meal Erev Shabbos, according to him, do you have to say
We're
going to
come back to that. That we haven't dealt with. We're going to... That still is the open question, yes.
If the drinking is part of the Kiddush of the Golden, it's half one person most of the other people.
Yeah, so you have to say that as long as one person, you have that issue in a lot of things that we might see other people. For instance, you might see people in Tekiah Shofar. How could you might see somebody else in Tekiah Shofar? The Shofar itself, the blowing the Shofar is part of the mitzvah. How do I give that over to you? Maybe the Shmir. This is a general question. The Mashal is a Machlekes Rishonim. I don't want to get too bogged down in this, but just since you're touching on it. There's a Machlekes Rishonim. Is the mitzvah of Shofar to hear the Shofar or to blow the Shofar? If the mitzvah is to hear, so you heard, so fine. But if the mitzvah is to blow, how am I might see you? You didn't blow, you heard. Even though we have Ruach Shemeh Ka'ina, but Shemeh is Ka'ina, who says it's like blowing? Or you have this by Kriyas HaMegillah. You have to read the Megillah Mitoch HaKlaf. So you hear the Megillah, but you didn't hear it Mitoch HaKlaf. So what the Achayim say is that when I read Mitoch HaKlaf, the quality of Mitoch HaKlaf somehow carries over to you as well. By your hearing it, you plug into what I'm doing, and I'm reading Mitoch HaKlaf, you get the whole package. So here also, you're listening to my Make Kiddush, and I make Kiddush together with Shtiyas Yayin. So you plugged into it, and now the whole thing is able to relate to you. So what do we have so far? We haven't solved the problem with which we began. We began with the basic problem that we had a series of contradictions. We had a whole bunch of riots that Bari Pei Gofen is not part of the Nusach of Kiddush, is not part of the Nusach of the Brach HaLakais. You see that by Kiddush, you could make Kiddush without Bari Pei Gofen if you made it earlier. By Havdalah, you don't have to listen to the Bari Pei Gofen. And on the other hand, we had riots that the Bari Pei Gofen is an independent, it's part of the Nusach. It's not just in order to drink. We saw the Rashi in Erevin, it starts with the Bari Pei Gofen, then you drink in order it shouldn't be Ignai, and so on. That contradiction we haven't yet resolved, that's what we have to come to now. But what we have discovered, and what's going to give us some leverage, is that there's a difference between the drinking that you do by Kiddush and Havdalah and the drinking that you do by every other Bracha HaLakais. By Kiddush and Havdalah, the drinking is part of the making Kiddush itself, which is why the Goyim say that it's the one who's Mekadosh who has to do it. By every other Bracha HaLakais, the drinking is not part of the Bracha itself. You made a Bari Pei Gofen, therefore it will be a Gnai not to drink, the way Rashi says, or it will be a Bracha Levatol if you don't drink. So therefore you have to go and drink from the wine, but it's not part of the Kiddush itself.
That doesn't help you by the Tshuvas Rashi by
Havdalah. It hasn't helped us at all for that. That's the next step. That's what I want to say now. What I want to suggest now is that just as we saw there's a difference between the drinking by Kiddush and Havdalah and the drinking by every other bracha, there's also a difference between the Bari Pei Gofen by Kiddush and Havdalah and the Bari Pei Gofen by every other bracha HaLakais. And the difference is that by every other bracha HaLakais, the Bari Pei Gofen is part of the Nusach of making the bracha HaLakais itself. But by Kiddush and Havdalah, it's just a hechatimsa way to be able to drink from the wine. What's the logic? The logic is this. We need, when we make a bracha ala kais, we need to connect the bracha with the kais. Otherwise, it's not a bracha ala kais. Making a bracha ala kais requires that there be some organic connection between the bracha that I'm making, the brichas hamilo, the brichas hazman, the brichas, the bracha of shever, brachas benching, kiddush, havdalah, whatever it is. The brachas that I'm making have to connect to the kais. And I'm suggesting the connection has to be more than just the fact that I'm holding the kais in my hand. I need to create some connection, some link between the brachas and the kais yayin. Now, by Kiddush and Havdalah, that's very easy. Because by Kiddush and Havdalah, the drinking of the wine is part of the Kiddush itself. So I have a very organic connection between the Kiddush and the kais yayin, because the drinking of the yayin is part of Kiddush. So automatically, the kais yayin is connected to the Kiddush and to the Havdalah. I don't need to do anything further to create that connection. By other brachas, it's not so simple. By other brachas where the drinking is not part of the bracha itself, it's not part of the meal itself, there's no mitzvah shtiyas yayin per se. So what connects the bracha to the kais? I make a bracha of kairos habris, I'm holding a cup of wine in my hand. What links them together? The way to link them together is to say a bracha of Bari Pei Gofen. That becomes part of the nusach of when I say the Birchas Hamilo, I include in the Birchas Hamilo, in the Birchas Hamilo, a bracha of Bari Pei Gofen, and by that, in that way I manufacture a connection between the bracha that I'm saying and the kais yayin, and it becomes a bracha la kais. And like with other brachas, I say a bracha shechiyonu, what connects the shechiyonu to the kais? There's no organic connection, because there's no intrinsic mitzvah to drink from the kais, I have to manufacture a connection. The way I make the connection is by including in the bracha of Shavianu a reference to the kaisa, bracha barak yagofen. That creates a link between the bracha of Zman and the bracha ala kais. And likewise with Shavar brachas and Birkas HaMazon and all of these other brachas, I have to make a barak yagofen in order to link up the bracha that I want to make ala kais and the kais itself. But by Kiddush and Avdol, I don't need to do that. By Kiddush and Avdol, the kais is already connected to the Kiddush and Avdol because the Shliyas Yayin is part of the Kiddush and Avdol. So I don't need a barak yagofen in order to do that. And I don't need, in fact, the barak yagofen at all, except for the fact that I'm not an Orthodox Jew. How am I going to drink from the wine if I don't make a barak yagofen? But it's not necessary. But that's the only reason why I have to make a barak yagofen. It's sort of paradoxical. What comes out is that by Kiddush and Havdalah, the drinking is more important than by other brachos because it's mamish part of Kiddush. But correspondingly, the barak yagofen becomes less important. By other brachos, the drinking is not so important, but the barak yagofen becomes very important. But it really makes, if you think about it, it makes a lot of sense. The more important the drinking is, the less I need the barak yagofen to establish the link between the bracha and the kais. The less important the drinking is, the more I need the barak yagofen to manufacture some kind of link between the bracha and the kais. Once we say that, then the theories that we began with will now fall away. All of the riots that we had that barak yagofen is part of the nusach itself, we're all talking about other brachas. The Gemara in Erevin was talking about Zman. So there Rashi says, you have to make a barak yagofen, and mimele you have to drink from the wine, otherwise it's a gnai. So we saw that it starts with the barak yagofen. You must make a barak yagofen, and then having made the barak yagofen, you have to do something with it, so you have to drink also. Because that's a bracha with, that's a birchas Zman, it's not Kiddush, not Abdullah. So you need the barak yagofen to make the link between the bracha of Zman of Shechiyonu and the kais. For that, you need a barak yagofen. Having made the barak yagofen, you have to also drink that it shouldn't be a bizayim. Likewise, the Ramah in Hilchas Milah is talking about bris milah. It's not Kiddush, it's not Havdalah. There's no mitzvah of shliyas yayin per se. I have to make a bracha barak yagofen in order to create the link between the bracha of kares bris and the kares yayin. Having made the bracha, it would be bizayim just to spill the wine out or pour it back in the bottle. So I give some to the tinoy, to the baby, so no, I don't have a gnai. But the barak yagofen was an independent requirement to create that, to forge that link between the bracha of Mila and the kais yayin. The rise that we had in the other direction, those were all by Kiddush and Havdalah. We had a Yerushalmi, that if you said barak yagofen on Friday, you can make Kiddush without barak yagofen. We had a Shubas Rashi, which Logan Abram brings the halacha, that if you're making Havdalah, the person could walk in late and miss the barak yagofen altogether, and he's Yosei Havdalah. Yeah, of course, because there it's Kiddush and Havdalah, where there's an intrinsic requirement of drinking the wine. So you have automatically a connection between the Kais Yayin and the Kiddush and Havdalah. I don't need the Barak Yagofen to create that. The Barak Yagofen is just a way in order to drink the wine. If I already made a Barak Yagofen on Friday, I don't need the Barak Yagofen again. If I'm not drinking the Havdalah, somebody else is going to drink from the Havdalah, then I don't need the Barak Yagofen. There it's not part of the Nusuch, and I'm going to with the Bracha of Kiddush and Havdalah proper. I don't need the Barak Yagofen altogether.
But you come with a big paradox. And that is in the case of Havdalah, where you're now saying that the Shia is part of the Iker Havdalah, and therefore the Bracha is, in a sense, Tafel. Right. If I come in late and I miss the Bracha, right, I still have a Tzeruv somehow with the person who's drinking that wine. Because
right,
otherwise it wouldn't be Yotzi Havdalah either.
That's right.
Question is, but if I didn't hear him make the Bracha, how do I have a Tzeruv with him drinking the wine?
Because I
heard him make Havdalah, but I didn't hear him do anything. So I'm just, somehow I have a Tzeruv with the Ma'as of Shia, even though I didn't hear anything that connects
because
me with that.
Because this is such an organic connection between the Shtiyah and the Mekadosh Shabbos, because the bracha of Kiddush means with Shtiyah Sayayin, or Havdalah also, Zachrei Olayayin means with Shtiyah, so when, as soon as you plug into the Zachrei Olayayin, you heard the Mekadosh Shabbos, and you heard the Baruch Hamavta Ben Kodesh L'Chol, so you're now plugged into to the Kiddush, to the Havdalah, to the Shtiyah Olayayin, and since the Shtiyah Olayayin is done in conjunction with a Kavod Hayom of drinking, so you have the whole deal.
I don't know, to me, after this theory, you have to equate Kiddush and Havdalah, but isn't it possible to also differentiate between the two, that Kiddush, there's many Rishonim hold that Shtiyas Yayin is the raisa for Kiddush Hayom Havdalah, there are other Rishonim that hold that also?
Yeah, theoretically it could be Mechalik and Kiddush and Havdalah, but for our purposes, it's very easy not to be Mechalik, for our purposes it's better to assume that they're the same.
There's a clear distinction tech that many Rishonim hold that Shtiyas Yayin is the raisa for Kiddush Hayom, but Havdalah, I don't think there are
Right. You're right. But then it's going to make things worse. It's better for us if Kiddush and Hazal are the same. And it's not a stretch to say that they're the same because they're all part of Zachariah. They're all part of the mitzvah of Schira. Yeah, so fine. So Havdalah is a sort of the Rabbanan copy of Kiddush, which is Deraisa. But it's based on the model of Kiddush Deraisa.
If you don't have wine, you can still be Yosef. You can still be Yosef Kaddish. Make Kiddush with the bread. You can say Kiddush with beer.
So you'll fulfill the Kavar Yoyim in other ways.
Hakhila maybe is nicer, but I mean, a person's
still... Sometimes, so you'll be Yosef with the Kavar Yoyim.
Time
it could be many of you trying to hold that the drinking by Kiddush is also only a Drabbanan, but on a Drabbanan level there is still it's fulfilling a role in the Kiddush itself, since it's Kavod HaYoyim, the way the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says it's part of the Echonami. All of these things will plug into the various the Shita says if Shti is Dereis, if Shti is Drabbanan, if it's Ma'akif, we can do it Al Alechem, all of these things will Mutus Mitandam will plug into this idea, but nonetheless the fact remains that the drinking by Kiddush is more fundamental than it is by other brachas.
Why do some mitzvahs have the idea that you have to do mitzvahs over a post? The ones that you mentioned.
Yeah, what's the litmus test? Which brachas altogether has to be done over a post?
Some only have to drink the post, some use that.
I think it's the simcha dikar brachas. The brachas that are sort of halal v'hidoya, so... The Shulchan Aruch Rav also says that the idea is that Ein Oymim Shira El Al Hayayin is marked by Shira in the Beis HaMikdash, that the Shira Levim was always done by the Nisach Hayayin because you say Shira with Yayin. So all of the brachas that are Shiradik, they're Simchadik, like Shever brachas and Bris Milah is a particular Simcha, and Brichas HaMazon is also a kind of Haydaya for the food that you've benefited from. So those things we do in conjunction with the Kais Yayin.
This explains actually a very nice idea, I think, that the Gemara didn't discuss the possibility of doing the Zman, let's say, over a coast without saying a prophet, just doing it over the coast. But here you see that there's a connection between the Bodhi Kriya Gafa and the Zman. So
the Gemara didn't, again, what do you
think? I mean, in theory, the Gemara could have entertained the answer by saying, make the Zman over a coast, but don't make a bracha.
Right, so I'm saying that's impossible. Then the bracha won't be connected to the
place. Because it's not connected, so I'm saying that it explains it very well.
Parenthetically, just to know, I mentioned before about Zman, Shechiyonu, that nowadays the women say Shechiyonu over the candles because of this Gemara, that you don't have to say it over a place. The Briskerov held that even though the Gemara's conclusion is that it doesn't have to be said over a place, it's still preferable that Shechiyonu should be said over a place. And if his minute was that the women should be actually Shechiyonu and Kiddush and not to say it over the...
Better listen to their husbands say Shechiyonu than say it themselves. Better they should hear the husband say Shechiyonu on the coast.
Better they should hear their husband rather than say it themselves. I'm not saying I love it. Nara Pashti, but it's interesting to note that was his opinion. Well, they already said Shechiyonu. Whether they have in mind or not is not going to make a difference. There are those who say they shouldn't say Amen
with
Shechiyonu
because they really have to. What difference is Yom Kippur? They're going to say it on the candles, and then they're going to hear it in shul, right?
Hi, Yom Kippur, we don't do Shechiyonu ala Christ anyway. Yeah, Yom Kippur, the prescribed would agree that they could say it on the candles. What's the why not? But and Yom, when there is a Christ, you know that it's preferable to say it ala Christ.
Unless they walk to shul aware of Yom Kippur.
Yeah,
the Shalal Shudas, when we make the mentioning that we don't drink our guffins, what is the purpose of the coast in that case? No connection at all.
Because well, later on, when you make the Bari Priya Guffin by Abdullah, it zips you back to the Kiddush.
How's Berkha's a Muslim, right?
What?
The coast of Berkha's a Muslim.
It's what?
The coast of Berkha's a Muslim.
Yeah.
So where does that fall on from? The Bari Priya Guffin.
Because it's always with the Bari Priya Guffin. That would be where the Bari Priya Guffin is part of the benching itself. But and by Shalal Shudas, it's at a remove in time, but it still goes back to being part of benching, and that's how it's connected to the Kais. The emphasis is that the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that when you bench Shalal Kais by Shalal Shudas, I don't know too many places that do this. Or I never took a poll. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says that when you make Havdalah later, you have to have two cups of wine. One for Havdalah and another one for the benching. He says otherwise it's a problem of mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. Using one cup of wine for two different things. What?
What can you get for a bris and make Havdalah
or a bris up and twice
with wine?
Again?
Maybe instead of giving the baby wine, the bris.
Oh, do it, but show you a kippur. Yeah, I guess that's too far.
called the Rat. The Ritva says you're not worried about Dilma Asa the Mizrach by Bris Milah because it's not a standard thing. So you can give it to a Tinoch Shegiel Chinuch, who's perhaps from the family of the baby.
I think it's not standard to give it to a baby, but you can give it to a child. I don't know, the Maisid says to give it to the baby.
But Erisin Kedushin, you make a bar pirug of him twice. But Erisin Kedushin, you make a bar pirug of him twice on the same cup.
Right, so why isn't it Chavilus?
Yeah, it's not the same.
Because you refill it.
It's not the same cup. It's not the same cup.
Erisin is one cup, and Kedushin is a second cup. It's not the same cup, because they're talking in between.
Right, they tell him, and then they refill it.
They take a kos, they make birchas erisin, they're toim,
and then they
refill it, so it's a new kos.
They take another
kos. Or they can take the same one, but they refill it.
Okay.
Well,
let's try it.
Yeah,
the question
had no wine,
no
beer,
no come on. You don't have to burn the dafyomi from the past week to
get
the shear.
Make a dollar, it'll make